Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes, and now Hurricane Sandy. She's over the Bahamas right now, headed toward the East Coast. While the storm has weakened a little bit overnight, it's still expected to be quite powerful when it makes landfall early next week. Emergency management officials are urging everyone to make preparations here in Massachusetts this weekend. So for the latest this morning, we turn to meteorologist Mark Rosenthal. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I know that there's uncertainty in this, but what's the storm's path right now, and how close is it likely to get to us?
Well, right now, as of 5 o'clock, the storm is about 485 miles to the south-southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Top winds are now down to 80 miles per hour from 105 miles per hour 24 hours ago. It's moving northwest at about 13 miles an hour, but I'll tell you, a strong cold front moving into Chicago this morning is going to catch up with the storm, and it's going to start to turn it to move to the north-northeast over the next 24 hours.
So what's that mean for us in terms of the predicted path, which meteorologists have said is making landfall somewhere between Maryland and Maine?
Well, as the storm becomes ex-tropical, the wind field is going to start to spread out rapidly off to the north. The bottom line for us, I still think we're going to get a lot of rain, a lot of wind, some very serious coastal flooding, and the isolated chance of some scattered tornadoes here, either very late Monday night or Tuesday. We're going to have to follow that potential for you.
What's the potential for rain and winds, and how big might the waves get around the coast?
Well, you know something, we have a full moon coming up on Monday, so we have astronomical high tides to begin with. So tides could reach perhaps 14, 15 feet. The winds in Boston could gust anywhere from 75 to 90 miles per hour, depending on the exact track. If the track is further north, up towards Long Island, we could get really battered here. But if, you know, Sandy decides to take a left hook, say around the Virginia coast, the worst of the wind and the worst of the rain would be off to our southwest, but we would not be out of the woods yet because of that wind field is going to expand rapidly up the coast.
I know that people have been talking about the perfect storm. What's the likelihood that we might get a perfect storm out of this, or a Halloween nor'easter like October 1991?
Well, as we look at the map, there are a lot of similarities. With the perfect storm, you had the old Hurricane Grace way out in the western Atlantic, and then a cold front actually merged with Grace and took the storm and made it go westward. For Sandy, this is a very fascinating thing because colder air from Chicago is going to dive all the way down into the Gulf of Mexico and mix in with Sandy. That's why it's no longer going to be a pure tropical system. We are looking for that cold air to give Sandy a shot of adrenaline and to make it a very powerful nor'easter with the wind field expanding so much and the pressure inside the storm dropping very quickly. That's what makes me very nervous that Boston could see hurricane force winds.
Which could also lead, that cold front could also lead to some big snow in spots.
Absolutely. There could be some very heavy snows back to the Appalachian Trail, perhaps up to 2 to 3 feet.
All of this, of course, could mean power outages. What do you think people should do to prepare?
Well, I would be buying flashlights and candles, of course, and matches and food and water and all that good stuff, and bring some firewood inside and hunker down. We still have to figure out this exact path. It's very important because if it comes further north, we're going to see the strongest of the winds here. But if, you know, once again, it takes that left hook on the Virginia coast, the heaviest, the strongest winds would be off to our southwest. We're not going to know this probably at least for the next 12 to 24 hours.
Meteorologist Mark Rosenthal, thanks for speaking with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again on Monday and Tuesday.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Bob.
And stay with WBUR and WBUR.org for the latest on Hurricane Sandy.